Archers, 8 to 13 April, 2001.
And now the alarm bells ring in Ambridge, following another sleepless night for Linda.
Oh, shut up. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh. Please answer, Robert.
The person you are calling has not answered. Please try again.
Oh, Robert, where are you? Why aren't you speaking to me?
Excuse me. Thank you. Am I dreadfully late?
We're just at the end of the first hymn.
I simply can't seem to get going as quickly these days.
How is your back?
Fine. What's up, up and about?
Shh.
A warm welcome to you all on this lovely spring morning, as we come together to celebrate the triumphant entrance of our Lord into Jerusalem. I'd particularly like to welcome all the children, and if you'd all like to file up after the second hymn, you'll be given your...
Hello, stranger.
Ah, Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, as ever.
Good. And family?
Fine.
Pull up a sun lounger. Come and join me.
Ah, I have to say that when I asked Linda on reception, the last place I expected her to suggest was the health club.
Well, the Royal Garden Suite was becoming, claustrophobic.
The Royal Garden Suite?
So I came down here for a change of scenery.
How are you then?
Oh, you know.
Well, why didn't you let us know you were coming?
Well, you know me. Do you want to put anyone to any trouble? Anyway, I prefer being a free agent.
I see.
Oh, don't be cross. Sit back and relax. Have that dishy young waiter bring you a drink, I did.
Mineral water? My... have turned over a new leaf.
Darling, you have to be joking. I only ordered that because I couldn't fit a glass into the pocket of this robe. As well as the gin, I mean.
Lillian!
Oh, don't come over all bossy big sister on me, please. I do this all the time in Guernsey.
I'm simply concerned, that's all.
You didn't think I was going to drown my sorrows and then drown myself, did you?
Oh, don't be silly.
Let me tell you, I didn't spend £500 on a Versace swimsuit to get it wet.
Of course.
Oh, I'm just feeling completely out of sorts today.
I know. I'm sorry too.
Poor Nelson.
Yes, poor Nelson. I wish you'd let us know you were coming.
Oh, well, I didn't decide to come over until Thursday evening. You know how impulsive I am. And I didn't want everyone to make a fuss.
Fuss?
Oh, and then there were no flights. I had to get up at some godforsaken hour of the morning and come over by ferry. And then there was an enormous queue for a taxi, and when I eventually got one, I told him I'd double his fare if he could get me here for 11.
But he couldn't.
No.
Well, you got here for the wake, at least.
But I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
Oh, Lillian.
It just feels so incomplete. So it's all... oh, I don't know. I'm finished somehow.
I do understand.
I keep thinking that he's still alive. Somewhere. That there should be some way I could speak to him. If only I knew how. Oh, it doesn't make any sense, I know.
I'm so sorry. I never realised you'd be so upset.
Oh, I'm just being silly.
No, it's not silly. It's not at all.
That's why I didn't return any of your calls yesterday. I felt so wretched.
And you wanted to be alone.
I'm sorry.
Let's stop apologising to each other, shall we?
Sorry.
Come on, get dressed and let's get some fresh air and blow those cobwebs away.
Oh, but Jenny, you know I'm allergic to fresh air.
Oh, rubbish. Come on.
Oh, all right. You can tell me all about the children and bring me up to speed on the juicy Ambridge gossip.
Where are Daniel and Alistair?
Oh, they've dashed off home.
Oh, to put his palm cross on his wall?
No, I'm afraid that's already forgotten. He pushed it into my bag as soon as Alistair mentioned cricket.
Well, who can blame him? It's such a lovely morning.
He wants Alistair to dig all his gear out of the cupboard. It seems they're going to have a game whilst I cook lunch.
Hey, Jill and Haley are looking quite conspiratorial.
Oh, they'll be discussing wedding cake decoration. Oh. Look at Haley. She's so excited. Oh, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
What?
Village life. Well, life in general, really. Patching, matching and dispatching.
Oh, Shula.
Oh, that sounded a bit gloomy, didn't it?
Ah, it's only to be expected.
Well, the life of this village is richer for having known Nelson at any rate.
It certainly is. But you haven't heard anything from Lillian since Friday, you said?
You don't think she's left as swiftly as she arrived?
Between ourselves, Shula, I wouldn't put anything past Lillian. But I suspect that would be too straightforward.
Did you see her in the Bull on Friday? Standing there at the bar demanding to be served?
She was a bit the worse for wear, wasn't she?
Yeah. At first, I thought she was with those people with the sovereign rings and camel hair coats.
Good heavens, yes.
And then when Jennifer called her name, I couldn't believe it. It is a bit strange, though, closeting herself away inside Grey Gables.
Oh, she can be a bit odd. But don't let it bother you. It's just Lillian being Lillian.
Right. Oh, Janet, hi. That was a lovely service.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, it was. Morning, Janet.
Good morning. You know, I've always loved the Palm Sunday service. I was telling a group of Year Fives about how it's such a great start to the build-up towards Easter. The triumph, followed by the shock and sorrow of the crucifixion, and then the joy of Easter Day.
You make it sound like a Steven Spielberg film.
Oh, they thought it was much more exciting.
Right, I'll see you later.
Yes, all right, bye.
I was just wondering if you knew anything about this rumour that's flying around the village.
Oh, I take it you mean the housing development.
I thought you might know something a little more concrete.
I wish I did, but despite the family connection, I don't know any more than anyone else.
I know these things get horribly exaggerated, but people are very worried. They think it's going to mean that a huge tract of land will disappear under hundreds of houses.
I've heard the same thing. But it's pointless speculating. I was just hoping for a fact or two I could pass on to put people's minds at rest. Talking of which, is there any news about the school's merger?
Ah, now on that subject, there is a bit of good news. You know, I have a friend on the council.
Yes, you mentioned her.
Well, according to her, the letter-writing campaign is huge. Oh. The council have been getting loads of post every day.
Oh, excellent.
And what's more, she's hinted to me that it might just be doing some good.
Oh, Janet, that's wonderful.
Well, we'll see, but I do have high hopes.
People power, eh?
Yes.
Well, let's just hope that if it comes to it, people power will work just as well against the housing development.
And there's your card, sir, and your receipt. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed your stay with us. Sorry about that, Jennifer. You were just about to say something.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure you were, just before that guest came up to the desk.
Oh, well, yes. Actually, I was going to say how sorry I was.
Sorry?
You know, about you and Robert.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I've spoken out of turn, haven't I?
No, it's very kind.
If there's anything I can do, I'm a good listener.
Oh, no, thank you. Right. I'd better put my pen somewhere.
There you are, Jennifer.
Oh, Lillian.
Good morning, Mrs. Bellamy.
At long last. I've been waiting nearly an hour.
My darling, I have a skincare regime I absolutely must adhere to.
Yes, I can quite see that.
Meow.
May I say, Mrs. Bellamy, you have beautiful skin.
Thank you.
Well, are we ready?
Oh, just a minute. I've left my bag in the bar.
What were you doing in the bar?
Looking for you, of course.
Oh, honestly. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Yes.
It's quite warm when the sun's out.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you been to see the new play in Borchester, the Theatre Royal?
No, I haven't.
Well, I was reading about it in last week's Echo. It's had very good reviews.
Good.
Oh, I must tell Lillian about the Mikado. We enjoyed it tremendously.
Oh, yes. Of course, poor Nelson was rather good when he participated in our thespian efforts. He will be missed in many ways.
Yes. He was good, wasn't he? Oh, where's Lillian got
to? And Jennifer, since we've got a moment, can I ask you about this housing development rumour?
Well, don't be offended, Linda, but I'd rather not discuss it.
What, not even to scotch the rumours about Brian's involvement? I mean, no one wants a huge housing development, do they?
It's about your husband's plot to turn Ambridge into a dormitory town, Jennifer.
Oh, don't be facetious, Lillian. He's doing no such thing.
Only joking.
What do you know about it anyway?
Well, I had quite a chat about it to some chap in the bar last night. Oliver, I think his name was.
Oliver Starling?
Well, he wasn't a happy bunny about it either.
What were you doing in the bar last night, then?
What do you imagine?
But you said you were grief-stricken.
Precisely why I needed some amusing company.
You weren't with him all evening.
I believe he was waiting for Caroline. They had a dinner date, you see.
Since when am I not allowed to accept a drink and the offer of company from a charming man?
You don't change, dear. Oh, come on, let's get going.
Are you sure you won't comment on the development, Jennifer? A lot of people are very upset about what they've heard.
Oh, they're all so smug and self-satisfied here in Ambridge. I've long thought they needed something to come along and jolly well shake them out of it.
Ready for some lunch?
Just a minute.
Jill's just serving up.
I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. I thought I'd find you in here.
I'm just checking the internet.
You've only just been glued to the news.
I know. I just want the latest info. There's nothing.
No news is good news. Is it?
No news means I'm in the dark about what's happening.
Jill's been talking to Healy this morning. Apparently she's too thin to fit into her wedding dress, so Marjorie's feeding her up with cakes and puddings.
Ruth, what do you want about?
Just trying to get you to lighten up a little bit.
Well, it's not working. I can't think about trivialities at the moment.
Well, excuse me for trying.
Please, I do not want an argument.
Neither do I. Look, come away from that mat, will you? Little Croxley's still where it was yesterday.
I know that.
It's not going to last forever. They're getting it under control. Nigel and Elizabeth have reopened Lower Loxley. And I think we should start looking to the future, too.
The future?
Yeah. I've been thinking about this plan for the herd expansion.
Oh, we'll talk about it later.
When?
I don't know. Later.
Well, what about lunch?
Not hungry. Shop!
All right.
Oh, hello, Jack. Didn't expect to see you here.
Meaning if you had, you'd have been more polite.
I beg your pardon?
Is it your usual habit to yell shop if Betty doesn't come straight away to serve you?
Good grief, I simply thought no one had heard the bell, that's all.
I see.
Is Betty ill or something?
She and I are going over the books, if you must know. She's just sorting through the bakery invoices.
I don't need the detail, thank you, Jack. I just want a bottle of mineral water. Are you going to serve me, or would it be polite to wait until Betty's free?
Chiller cabinet, on the left with the lemonade.
Thank you.
A bit of diplomacy on your part wouldn't go, Miss Bryan.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I should have thought you'd be needing people on your side with what you're planning to do. The dozens of houses you and your cronies are planning to build on estate land...
Look, Jack, it's all pure speculation at the moment.
Oh, there's no smoke without fire. You've tried this once before.
I'm just as eager as you are to get the full details out of Matt Crawford, don't you worry.
But that's precisely what I am. Worried. We all are.
As soon as I manage to meet with Crawford and find out what's going on, you'll be the first to know.
What you don't seem to understand, Brian, is that big business is full of ruthless people. They exploit every loophole, every chink in the armour. And you can take it from me, the development business is the worst of the lot.
And what you don't understand is that business has moved on light years since you were involved in it. I know what I'm doing. Oh, God, this is absurd. Here, stick this back in the chiller. I'll quench my thirst in the pool. Siobhan, what can I get you?
A couple of seconds sooner and I would have been ordering an ambulance.
Huh?
Well, I was driving back from Borchester, just passing the Grey Gables Drive,
when
Linda Snell pulled out on her bike right in front of me. I was sure she was going under the wheels, but she just cycled off. Didn't bat an eyelid.
Crikey. I bet you were shocked, though.
You're not kidding. Look at my hands. It was 10 minutes ago. I'm still shaking.
Well, Clary said that Joe told him Robert had left her.
Oh, I had heard something.
Yeah, well, mind you, knowing Joe, he'd have got hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Yes, Robert's probably just away on business.
Shall I get you a beer or something a bit stronger?
Oh, if only. No, better make it a tomato juice. Got to keep a clear head. Huh? I've got a huge translation to start on this afternoon.
Ah, more European rulings about striped bananas and square plums?
No, it's a manual for a swivel leg subsoiler.
Oh, right. A what?
That's more or less what I said.
You enjoy working from home?
Most of the time.
Not sure I'd like it.
Isn't that exactly what you do, though?
Well, yeah, I suppose you're right, but, you know, I meant the isolation, working on your own. Ice and Worcester sauce?
Please. I do spend some days with an agency in Felpisham, and there's so much to do in the village.
And there's always a friendly face at the Bull, of course.
Of course.
That's 85 pence, please.
There you go. Oh,
thanks very much. Give me a whiskey, sir, please, when you're ready. Right, you are. You all right, Mr. Ulrich?
Not really, no.
Brian, I'm glad I've seen you.
Oh, yes?
Yes. First thing this morning, I went to the district council offices.
Fascinating.
Actually, Brian, it was. Very.
That's £1.70, Britain. How very much?
I went to inspect the local plan and this new amendments that they're proposing.
Indeed.
And I'm warning you now, Brian. You're going to have a massive fight on your hands if you try to push this development through.
Do you know, young lady, I've just had Jack Woolley in the village shop on at me saying exactly the same thing. Isn't it funny how it's always the incomers to paradise who pull up the ladder behind them? What's all this about paradise?
Brian's plan to ruin the village with hundreds of houses.
Oh, I'm keeping well out of this one.
See it?
I mean, we don't know anything about it for a start.
Thank you, the voice of reason. Oh, excuse me.
But you must have some opinion.
Nope. I'm just a landlord, serving good ale, running a friendly pub, and keeping the customers happy. I'd rather keep my head down.
So where would Ambridge be if we all took the ostrich approach?
What? Well, say hello to your fine-feathered friend, because I'm not getting involved.
No, next Monday won't do, Matt.
All right. What about quality of life?
Yeah, well, I'm a firm believer that life's what you make it yourself.
It can't wait.
Exactly why you should be fighting.
Hello?
To make the life that you want. For yourself and for your family.
I'll leave all that to other people.
Well, that's very disappointing, Sid. I just hope that there are lots of other people who do have the guts to stand up and fight.
Where'd I put those pliers?
How's it going?
Blasty things take me all afternoon.
What was up with it?
All I was going to do was adjust the play in the bearings. Can you pass me that spanner there?
So,
no sooner had I started when I realised I'd need new split pins. And could I find the damn things?
Typical.
Oh.
Has Bert got the cows in?
Yeah, Dad's helping him. I thought they'd better make a start for you.
Have you thought any more about what I said earlier? The expense?
Ouch! My finger. Ruth, this is neither the time nor the place.
But, David...
You pass me that grease, will you?
Look, come on, just humour me.
All right, then. Just for the sake of argument, where are you planning on putting these extra cows?
I know the loose housing area is packed, but I thought, well, once everything's back to normal, we could put the heifers out for rearing on contract, and that would free up space. What do you reckon?
Well, how much would that cost?
Well, at the moment, it's just an idea. I've not had a chance to do a spreadsheet.
I don't know. I can't get my head around anything like forward planning at the moment.
I know. It really would do you good to talk about your worries, you know.
What for?
You'd feel better.
Well, I'd rather keep busy to keep my mind off it.
But it's not working, is it? Look, I'd better take off from Bert. You know how he mourns.
Right.
David.
Just drop it, eh?
Okay. See you later.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jack, I felt like slapping him across the face.
He can seem very arrogant at times, Cambrian.
As though I were trying to stop people coming to live here.
I know what you mean.
When all I want is to preserve a beautiful little English village from wanton destruction.
Mm.
I mean, just look around in any direction from this bridge. And it's fields, pastures and trees for miles around.
Yeah, we take it for granted.
Moving to Ambridge for me was like coming home.
Was it?
I know, it may sound daft, but it was a spiritual thing almost.
Mm, sounds delightful, Siobhan.
Well, I warned him we won't give in easily. Oh, just a minute.
Huh?
Ah, no.
What?
Ah, nothing. I just thought that was Tim coming out of the surgery.
Have you arranged to meet him?
No, I wanted to surprise him. I thought we might have a beer and sit outside the Bull for half an hour.
Well, it's a lovely evening, now that wind's dropped.
Although I'm not sure I want to give Sid Perks any custom after this lunchtime.
How's that?
Let's just say I don't think he'll be joining any battle against the developers.
Ah. What else did you find out at the council?
Well, it seems the district council passed the motion last month.
How did it get through so quietly?
Apparently there was so much flu about, there was only just a quorum.
Ah.
And some of the councillors who might have objected were absent. So that was that.
Just shows, doesn't it?
Apart from that, no other details were forthcoming.
But there's been no formal planning application submitted.
Not so far, no.
Hello, Ruth. You need a hand?
I won't say no.
Oh, well, give me the brush. I'll sweep, you hose down.
Funny how Bert seems to disappear around about this time.
Mm-hmm.
He must have an inbuilt timer that tells him when Jill's putting supper out.
Well, either that or a better developed sense of smell than a bloodhound.
Honestly, much as I like Bert, he's really beginning to get to me.
Mm. Jill is rather fussing over him.
You're not jealous, are you?
But, oh dear, perhaps I am a little. I think Jill's just trying to make up for him not being able to do the quiz. He was so looking forward to it.
I know.
Shula was saying that Sid's done lots of local research for the questions.
Oh, questions on the history of Arkwright Hall and the batting average of the first 11 in 1972, eh?
Yeah. It's a pity David can't take part.
It's a pity none of us can go.
I know.
Oh, I'm so sick and tired of it all, Phil.
Well, we all are. Jill and I would have liked to have been at Nelson's funeral, of course.
And David's permanently worried, but he just won't talk about it.
He's scared of being the first to bring it into Ambridge.
Oh, we're all so helpless.
Oh, well, that's the first lesson you learn about farming, Ruth. We have so little control in our line of work. The weather, the disease.
Or just simple bad luck, like when a ewe accidentally lies on a lamb.
Mm. Any plans you make are always contingent. I mean, it's the same with our plans for Glebe Cottage.
The housing development, you mean?
Yes. So much for a quiet retirement. Well, while they're building it anyway.
But everyone's going to fight it, aren't they? Siobhan's hoping to talk about it on the phone in on Radio Borsetshire.
Yes. Peggy rang earlier and said Jack's got the editor of the Echo onto it.
Oh, that's great. It'll be front page news then on Thursday.
Oh.
Perhaps this development is something we can have control over.
It's the middle of the night, and Tim and Siobhan are in for quite a shock.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Shh.
I can't hear anything. Go back to sleep.
I thought I heard a noise.
Just go back to sleep.
Damn.
Come on, there's all the cold air in under the duvet. My back's freezing.
Sure, I heard something.
Someone in the dark.
I told you.
Help. Hey! Hey, you! What's going on? What are you doing?
Oi, you!
Right, I'm calling the police.
Too late. Well, he could at least have gone out by the way he came in. He's taken half the hedge with them.
Just look at it all.
Well,
Whoever it was has done us a favour. It would have taken us days to dig the garden over like that.
Looks more like we've had a giant mole. What a mess.
Who do you think he was?
Can't imagine. What's the point? What was he trying to dig up?
Where on earth could he put it? Mrs. Snow! Oh, Clary. You gave me quite a shock.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amy. I did ring the front doorbell. You mustn't have heard.
Come in. Come in. I'm sorry about the mess.
I'd offer to help tidy up, but the back's given me some real jip.
That's very kind of you, Clary, but actually I'm not tidying up. I'm looking for a telephone number.
Oh, I see.
You see, Robert's staying with some friends in Wales.
Right.
Joe may have told you.
But we did say something.
Anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, I was coming round to ask you about the Ambridge special quiz at the Bull.
Oh, yes. Joe very kindly invited me onto your team.
Well, he said he had, only I said to him, no, you've got it wrong.
Well, not wrong, exactly.
Well, I told him he was probably just being polite.
Well, it's not that.
Mrs. Snow won't want to be sitting round a pub table all night with you lot, I said.
Goodness me, Clary, I wouldn't say that.
You mean you do?
No.
Oh.
I mean, yes.
What? Do you mean you're telling me you do want to do the quiz with him?
Yes.
What, with Eddie William and Edward?
Yes, it'll be very jolly.
Please don't feel obliged.
Oh, no, not
I
at all.
I mean, if there's something else you'd rather be doing instead.
No, honestly, I've been really looking forward to it.
Oh, well, then too.
Good.
All right.
Oh, excuse me a moment. Hello, Ambridge Hall. Linda speaking. Oh, hello, Marjorie. The Ambridge quiz. Yes, why?
I'll see you later, Mrs. Snow.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hang on a minute, Clary.
Oh. So you've no one to do the quiz with? Oh, dear. Just hold the line a minute, Marjorie.
Is that Mrs. Antrobus?
Yes. Roy and Haley have decided not to do the quiz.
Oh, well, you can't blame them. They must be really busy, what with the wedding.
Quite, so poor Marjorie has no one to do it with.
You and her could do it together.
With you in a second, Marjorie. Would you mind?
No, not at all. You go ahead.
If you're sure.
Oh, definitely.
Perfect. Marjorie, that's settled. You and I will make a team. Shall I pick you up about 6:30 Easter Monday evening? Super. Yes. Bye.
Well, we couldn't leave poor Mrs. Antrobus out of it, could we?
Oh, no. I quite agree. Well, I'd better get back to searching these papers for that telephone number.
It's just a thought, Mrs. Snell, but wouldn't Mr. Snell have all his contacts on the computer?
Clary, you're a genius.
And we managed to get over 4,000 signatures on the petition.
Oh, that's very impressive, Pat. You're listening to BBC Radio Borsetshire. We're talking about the campaign to keep Loxley Barrett Primary School open. And we have Siobhan Hathaway on line two. Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Hi, good afternoon.
And what's your point?
Well, I disagree strongly with the previous caller. That's the trouble with accountants. You can't reduce everything to numbers.
It's a pity Councillor Hazelhurst had to leave to attend a meeting. But look, when funds are limited, isn't it better to invest all resources in one establishment?
Back to simple arithmetic. Well, OK, try this. You might make some savings, but one good small school plus one good small school never equals one good big school.
Mm-hmm.
Surely a good standard of education is a basic human right.
Pat?
What? Siobhan's absolutely right, Wayne. The only way to ensure a decent education is small class sizes. Well, research has proved this time and time again.
But Siobhan, as a taxpayer, don't you feel that giving money to Loxley Barrett is like continuing to repair an old banger? Isn't it just throwing good money after bad?
Look, this school had an excellent Ofsted report in 1999, and, all right, the buildings need money spending on them. Well, so do many school buildings, and I say, let's spend that money. I think this school is worth it.
So never change anything, then? Everything's perfect as it is?
Oh,
no, we're not saying nothing can be improved. Just that human beings and not money should be the first consideration. It's the quality of life for our children that counts. And that's why I'm against the housing development here in Ambridge.
Housing development? What's that got to do with all this?
It's the quality of life issue, as you said. A company called Borchester Land planned to build houses on land in Ambridge, but up to now this land's only been used for agricultural purposes.
If I could just come in here, Wayne.
Yeah?
We don't know how many as yet, but we do know that the council are proposing to extend the village envelope. We're hoping for a statement from Borchester Land to give us some more information.
Well, OK, maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow. And if any of the company directors care to give us a call, we'd be more than happy to give them a chance to air their point of view. Meanwhile,
Thanks for your contribution to the debate, Siobhan.
Thanks, Wayne. Oh, coming!
Hi.
Rosemary.
Hiya.
Come on in.
Well, you did say it was okay to come round about lunchtime.
Sure, come through. I'm in the study. How are you?
Well, to be honest, I think I'm only just really starting to take it all in. Dad dying. The funeral.
I can imagine.
And the funeral itself was a bit...
out of the ordinary.
Oh, you got that right. It seems Dad just wasn't a very ordinary bloke.
Sit down. Oh, thanks. I wish I could have met him.
Yeah, everyone's been so nice. I get the feeling he'll be really missed.
Particularly by some of the ladies.
Oh, he was a charmer, all right.
Are you staying for a while?
Well, I got some compassionate leave, but I'm going back tomorrow. Lots to do. I've got part two of my inspector's exams coming up.
Hope they go well.
Cheers. Are you sure you don't mind helping me out with this death certificate?
Of course not.
All I really want to know is the cause of death.
Okay, let's have a look.
Here you go. I think that's the bit. Does it mean heart attack?
Not heart attack. Heart failure.
Heart failure? Weird.
How do you mean?
Well, one minute he's a fit, healthy bloke in his 60s. The next he's dead.
It happens, I suppose.
Yeah, but not often. In my experience, there's always a reason for a death.
Did he drink or smoke?
Oh, I know he enjoyed fine wines and a good cigar, but if he died of smoking or something to do with drinking, surely it would say.
No, nothing on here. Just heart failure.
But that means nothing. Heart failure is what we all die of, ultimately, isn't it?
I suppose you're right.
My dad. International man of mystery.
Actually, talking about mystery stories, I wonder if you could help me shed some light on our mysterious midnight gardener.
Dr. Hathaway!
Hello, Clary. Coming to the porch out of the rain.
Oh, my goodness. Thought the surgery might be closed.
Come to meet Susan for lunch.
No, I've come to make an appointment.
Not for Joe?
No, for me.
Really? That's a first, isn't it?
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. Well, I don't think so. It's just me back.
No, what's wrong?
I can't ask you to talk about it now.
Why ever not?
Well, you're just about to dash off.
No, I've nothing more pressing than a cold chicken salad.
Well, I don't know what I've done, but I could hardly get out of my bed this morning. If I move a bit sharp, like,
oh, it looks painful.
Yeah, it is. Ow. But I ain't got time to be ill. I've got to finish getting the broad beans and the peas in tonight. There's the onions and the carrots.
Ah, you've been digging the garden?
Yeah.
Well, that may be your answer.
What, big gardening?
You'd be surprised how common it is this time of year.
I'll never give it a thought.
Well, just to be on the safe side, come and see me in the surgery and I'll give it a proper look.
Rightio.
You probably just need some painkillers. The main thing is to try and keep mobile.
Right.
Clary! Hello.
Hello.
Oh, where did this sudden downpour come from?
I know, April shows. Oh, you haven't met Dr. Hathaway, have you? Now, this is Rosemary, Nelson Gabriel's daughter.
Oh, how do you do?
Hi. I'm just doing my rounds to say thanks to everyone. I've just come from your place, actually.
Ah, yes.
They've made quite a few changes since Dad lived there.
Well, it was a little small, and Siobhan needed an office, so...
Oh, I wasn't criticising. I'm not particularly sentimental. Not about places, anyway.
How's Grey Gables been?
Well, the hotel's great, but some of the guests are a bit exotic. Well, looks like the rain's eased off. I'll have to get going.
You're leaving us soon, then?
Tomorrow, yes. I've got to pop in at the solicitor's first. Tie up a few loose ends.
And I must be off some lunch. Remember what I said about the gardening, Clary? Get one of those strapping sons of yours to do the digging.
Yeah. I assume you're not talking about your garden.
Ah, our mysterious midnight gardener.
Midnight gardener?
Oh, the Hathaways had an intruder digging over their garden in the middle of the night.
Really?
At least he didn't disturb poor Winston's grave.
Winston?
Oh, Nelson's dog.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but whoever it was gave us quite a fright.
No, probably just vandals.
Oh, I don't know. Wouldn't mind betting it were one of them flash blokes from the funeral, searching for the missing Malvamini.
What?
Please be there. Robert. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, my name is Linda Snell. Is my husband Robert there? He is? Oh, wonderful. Could you let me speak to him, please? Now, I think perhaps you've misunderstood. Could you just tell him it's Linda, his wife? But why? I see. Is he all right? Well, would you at least pass on my good wishes? Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, Robert, I don't understand. What's going on?
Brian is desperate to know more about Borchester Land's development plan.
I said, hello? Matt? Hello?
Brian, where on are you? This thing looks terrible.
I said, I need to see you as a matter of extreme urgency.
We can't talk. I'll call you later.
No, absolutely not, Matt. I've been trying since Monday to get hold of you.
I'm a busy man.
Well, we're both busy, but this is important. Hello? Hello, Matt? Oh, crying out loud.
Matt Crawford?
It's me again. Look, Matt, this simply isn't good enough. I mean, it's all right for you, but I'm getting all the flack, as per usual. Hello? Are you still there?
No, I'm going to hang up, Rob. Business on a line like
this. Let me finish with this, Silas. I'll get back to the office and ring you from there in 10 minutes.
No, can do, Brian. I'm in Meads now until 7 this evening.
Well, I'll come over then.
No. Let's try and be civilized. We make it tomorrow. Come over to the house and we'll talk over break.
No, it's got to be today. I insist you make time for a meeting. Hello? Oh, damn and blast.
So, I thought this would make an ideal outdoor seating area.
What about people coming out carrying trays?
Well, you might want to turn that step into a ramp, but it wouldn't be difficult. It'd really expand the capacity when the weather's good, which is when we get the biggest numbers, isn't it?
Usually. Oh, it would be nice to plan for lots of visitors.
It won't be long, I'm sure.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Perhaps you could come up with some thoughts on what sort of furniture we'd have.
Right, I will. Oh, I'll walk back with you. I need to give Sid a quick ring to make sure he's picking Jamie up from the play scheme. Honestly, it's like marshalling troops.
It must be very hard for you as a single mum, especially in the holidays.
Just a matter of careful planning, that's all.
Still, it must be a worry.
Well, I wouldn't let it interfere with my work.
You must be exhausted.
No, not at all.
I'll have a word with Nigel about it.
What?
Rosemary?
Hi.
How lovely to see you.
Well, I'd better get on, Elizabeth.
But have you had lunch yet, Kathy?
No, I'm not hungry.
Oh, dear.
She looks a bit short.
Poor Kathy. She's completely done in. Working full-time and looking after a 5-year-old on your own can't be easy.
I'm sure.
Try and come up with some way to help. Now, how are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Oh, all right. I'll miss him for a long time yet, though.
Yeah. I've got something really wonderful to remember him by, though.
Yes, me too.
Great. What?
An absolutely gorgeous antique gold filigree brooch. What about you?
Well, there's the residue of his estate.
Oh, you'll be a woman of property then.
Now, I've got to see the solicitor to find out exactly what it entails. More important to me, though, are the 2 figurines he left me.
Really?
You see, when I was little, I didn't know my real parents.
Of course.
Then I found Dad and got to know my grandfather. Now these figurines are my link with his grandfather. I'm part of a family which stretches right back. That's Dad's gift to me.
I understand.
Hello, Rosemary. Meet the rest of the family.
Hello. Oh, are you gorgeous?
This is Freddie, and this little tinker's Lily.
How old?
16 months.
Hello, Lily. What a pretty name.
Hello, Freddie.
Yeah, what have you got there?
Is this your car?
Oh, he carries it everywhere with him.
Oh, you're both very lucky.
Thank you.
Well, I just came to say goodbye, really. Must get back to the mean men and women who inhabit my world. And the criminals as well, of course. Thanks for everything, both of you. You've been great.
You're very welcome.
Come back and see us again.
I will. Bye.
Bye. Wave bye-bye. Well, that's that.
Yes. Right, can you take Lily and Freddie back to Hayley, then come into the office? I need to talk to you about Kathy.
Yeah, apparently Shula told Jill. She heard it from Susan in the shop.
Susan Carter? They may as well just give her a tricorn hat and a handbell and have done with it.
What's all this about bell ringing?
Oh, hi, Phil. Oh, it's nothing. Just a bit of village gossip going round about Linda and Robert Snow.
What are the kids up to? Not driving Mum too demented, are they?
Well, they seem quite happy at the moment. I came over to ask if you wanted me to put Bert back on the sprayer for a couple of hours while the weather's holding.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
And I was wondering if you decided what to do about the heifers.
You mean whether to put them out to grass or not?
Well, the price of hay is going to go on rising.
Oh, it can't be helped. We can't afford to let our guard down just yet. It's pointless otherwise.
Mm. Yes, I think you're probably right. I'll go and look for Bert then.
Okay, Dad.
See you later, Phil. Oh, there's no getting away from it, is there? I've been trying not to keep turning it over and over in my mind today. Especially since things seem to be getting better.
Yeah, me too.
When I woke up this morning, I had such a yearning to go home, see Mum and Dad. It never normally bothers me. It's been years since I felt homesick.
It's only natural.
I keep thinking the landscape will all look so different by the time I get a chance to go back up there. Daft, I know.
No, it's not. Hey, come here.
Oh, sorry.
For what?
I've been really trying this week, too.
You've been great. It's me who should apologise.
We will get through this, won't we, dear?
Of course we will, love. We've come through worse than this. Whatever happens, we'll handle it.
Promise.
Promise.
My God, Elizabeth, I can hardly believe it.
Yes, they had to shock her twice. I really thought she wasn't going to make it.
We're made of very stern stuff, we Archer women, aren't we, Lillian?
I'm afraid I can't be quite so flippant about it. They say when you're drowning, your whole life passes before you. Well, when Lizzie was lying on the floor, my whole empty future passed before my eyes. And it's not something I want ever to have to contemplate again.
Nigel.
Yes. Yes, a yawning chasm.
I'm most terribly sorry.
Oh, no, don't be. You're absolutely right, Nigel. Life is empty without companionship. I think Nelson felt the same, you know.
Really?
Mm. I have a feeling he definitely wanted to come home.
How on earth do you know?
Oh, let's call it female intuition, shall we? Now then, what else has been happening?
Mum and Dad are finally retiring.
Oh, good grief. They're still working at Brookfield. Mm. Phil should have sold up years ago and taken Jill on a world cruise and then settled somewhere warm.
Oh, don't get me started.
No, please don't, Lizzie.
It's all right.
It's such an old-fashioned romantic nonsense, though. You must admit, passing the farm on down generations of horny-handed sons of toil, it's such a cliché.
Well, this has been pleasant. Unfortunately, duty calls and I must answer. If we're going to have anything to pass on to our heirs.
Well, at least you've made something of this stately millstone, though, haven't you? In business terms, I mean.
It hasn't been easy. Oh, Nigel, is that Jack's car for Lillian?
Let's see. Yes, indeed it is. Will you call again before you leave for Guernsey?
Oh, I'm sure I shall. There's plenty of time.
I'll see you out.
Oh, no need. No need. See you both soon. Mm-hmm. Kiss the twins for me. Mm-hmm. Bye, darlings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I feel I've done 10 rounds with Lennox Lewis in Angora boxing gloves.
I know what you mean. And what was all that conspiracy theory stuff?
Nelson leaving £500 to the Police Benevolent Fund, you mean?
Oh, good old Nelson.
Oh, Elizabeth, can I have a word?
Yes, of course, come in.
I'll see you later, Lizzie.
Oh, don't forget Titcomb's looking for you. He wanted to discuss bedding plans.
Righto. I'll see you later, darling.
Yeah.
I've been going over what you said earlier. I am managing, you know.
Oh, I know you are.
I mean, look, it's early days yet. I haven't sorted things out properly, I know, but I'm sure I can come up with something. If you could just have a little bit more patience with me. I really need this job. And I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
Kathy, hang on a minute. You didn't think I was going to sack you, did you?
Well, I...
Gosh, I mean, I know I can be tough, but I didn't think I came across as completely ruthless.
Oh, that is such a relief.
And I've also had an idea.
How would you feel about Hayley looking after Jamie with Lily and Freddie, if she felt she could manage, that is?
Oh, Elizabeth, I could kiss you.
Yeah. Hey, this wind's strong. We could do with a bit more of this and a lot less rain.
Oh, I knew I had something to tell you.
Yeah?
Robert has left Linda, apparently.
Well, well.
Yeah.
Mind you, you've got to admire the man's cool.
How do you mean?
Well, I know a lot of people think he's henpecked, but really he's just completely laid back about Linda and what she gets up to.
Haven't really thought about it.
Yeah, just lets it wash over him.
Oh, he's gone to Cardiff, apparently.
Only Wales. Australia wouldn't be far enough away if it were me.
I've come to see Mr. Crawford. Before you say anything, Melanie, don't. I'm sick of excuses. I'm tired of lies. Now, where is he? Through here?
Brian! I wondered who was creating all this racket. Melanie, do me a favour, love. Get me a double espresso macchiato and have one yourself while you're there. There. Right.
I thought you said you were in meetings all afternoon.
What is it exactly that you want?
I want to know what the hell's happening, Matt. Full details, no inaccuracies, no omissions.
Okay, since you ask so nicely, there are going to be 30 four- and five-bedroom houses built in average, but it's early days yet. We can't do anything until those changes to the local plan go through.
But 30? This is on the old Grange farmland backing onto the church. And what else?
And that's it. A part, that is, from the 8 low-cost homes.
The sweetener package.
Not at all. As a company, we care very much about the local community. Which is why there may also be money for village hall repairs, local schools and so on.
Yeah, Borchester land, benefactors and guardians of rural life.
We've got a duty and a responsibility to the society in which we operate. I'm surprised at your attitude, Brian. I mean, you live there. Don't you want to contribute to your community?
Well, I think as chairman, you should make a public statement about this as quickly as possible. The speculation in the village has been rampant.
Let us speculate. When they find out what's really happening, the deal won't seem half as bad.
But people are genuinely feeling under threat.
Politics, Brian. Know your enemies. Think like they think, then work them to your advantage.
But they're not going to make this easy for us.
Look, Brian, this development is moving. Move with it or get mown down. You really should have spotted the potential and proposed it to the board yourself, won yourself some brownie points, instead of leaving it wide open for someone else. You know, I've long wondered whose side you're really on.
It's a busy morning for Sid.
Is Fallon in? I've come to get my CD back off her.
Well, she was supposed to be revising. Though how she can concentrate with soggy biscuit.
Limp.
Whatever. Blasting out at full volume.
Well, you've got to do it every hour or so.
What, play head-splitting music?
Oh, relax. It says so in this booklet about revising and stress they gave us at school. It stimulates your brain cells to think better.
Really? Well, it fries mine.
You've been scribbling your quiz questions in that notebook.
Well, that's for me to know and for you to find out.
Fallon says you've had your head stuck in the parish records.
Oh, did she now?
Yeah, said the questions are going to be really difficult. Specialist knowledge all about Ambridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but like I said, how hard can it be if Sid's making them up?
Yeah, all right, let's have a drink.
I'm only having a laugh with you. So what they are, then?
Suffice it to say, the prize will make it worth the effort.
God, there's going
to
be a big prize, is there? How much?
Well, enter your team on Easter Monday and you'll find out.
I'll give a sample, then, so as I know it's worth my time and energy.
Not a chance.
Fallon said there's going to be challenges, too.
There might be.
Like what?
Wait till Monday.
Well, where are we going to be expected to go? I only ask because William's thinking of wearing his new trainers.
Oh, you're persistent, aren't you? I'm telling you nothing. Now, Frieda will be there in a minute. I've got to get on.
Churchyard?
I'm not saying.
Cricket ground?
No!
Cleveland's?
Oh, Tuesday's when the bin men come, isn't it?
Oh, you are thinking of going over that way.
No, I'm saying nothing. So there. Right, time's up. Some of us got work to do.
All right. Can you tell Fallon I'll see her later? Bins, eh?
And if more details, what you crave, something, something, something grave. Judge what's hidden at the grave. Oh, no, no, that's too obvious. Hold that. Jolene, what do you think of this? a grave verdict. The judge made his stand. What rhymes with stand?
Hand, command, Borchester land.
Sorry, mate. I thought you were jolly. My mind's full of this quid.
Oh, yes, the Ambridge special. Brenda's doing a feature on it for the What's On at the Weekend spot.
Wayne Foley, isn't it?
Yeah, on Radio Borchestershire. I wonder if you've seen the headlines this morning in the Borchester Echo.
Oh, yeah, too right I have. Builders from hell. That'll put the cat among the pigeons, won't it?
You've got strong opinions on the subject.
Well, who hasn't round here?
Just a sec. Do you mind if I tape what you say?
No. Be my guest.
It says little pocket thing. Just pretend it isn't there.
Yeah, don't bother me. It's no secret what I think.
Okay, great. Are you in favour of the development?
Yes.
Great.
And no. To be fair to say, I've looked at both sides of the argument, balanced them out, and given both equal weight.
And?
And what?
What have you decided?
That it'll be a good thing.
Excellent.
And a bad thing for Ambridge, if the development goes ahead.
Just a minute. You said you had strong opinions on the subject.
Yeah, I have.
Right. Let's try again, shall we?
Yeah, I have very strong opinions on the Ambridge development.
Good. Go on.
I feel very strongly that we should consider the matter very carefully before deciding.
Thank you, Mr. Perks.
Well, what's the matter?
I'll try and find someone whose views are, shall we say, a tad more clearly defined.
Fair enough. Come back if you want me to contribute again. Always happy to oblige the ladies and gentlemen of the media.
Yes, all right. Goodbye. Oops, sorry.
Oh, excuse me. Hello, Sid.
Whoever
was that?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Woolley. Wayne Foley.
He seemed very put out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I wanted a word with Frieda about the flower arrangements for Easter. I called at Woodbine Cottage, but there was no one at home.
Well, she's usually here by now. Can I get you a coffee while you wait?
Oh, thank you.
Right. Yeah, that bloke from the radio, he was trying to get me to take sides about the development.
Oh, you can't afford to speak out in your business.
Ah, you're right there.
I know from my own experience of running this pub. And from Jack's at Grey Gables.
I know. I'd lose half my regulars, whichever side I favoured. There you go, sweetie.
Thanks. I should be keeping my counsel, too.
Your husband and your son-in-law. That won't be easy.
Especially since my own feelings are that a housing estate would completely destroy the character of the village.
Well, between ourselves, I disagree. Bring it on, I say. More houses, more customers.
See?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing all right. Especially since the cat closed down, but self-employment's risky at the best of times, so anything that lengthens the odds a bit, I'm all in favour of.
I think you'll find most of the village will disagree with you.
With all respect, I don't think that's true.
Oh?
No. Roy and Haley, for a start, they really struggle to find somewhere affordable to live. I mean, you can't afford a rose-covered cottage on an assistant hotel manager's wages, can you?
But I thought they were very happy at Nightingale Farm.
Not the point, though, is it, Mrs. Woolley? I understand where you're coming from. I love this village myself. But put yourself in my shoes. With one child on the other side of the world, it'd be nice if the other one could afford to live where he was born and brought up. Don't you think?
Yeah. You see, Oliver, the secret of successful vegetable gardening is the preparation of the soil.
I'm sure you're right, Ed.
And what's the secret of well-prepared soil? Good, deep digging and plenty of good, honest muck.
I quite agree.
That's why you're lucky getting me to dig it over for you. Plus, I'll be saving you a few quid as well.
So as soon as we can agree a price, you can make a start?
There's plenty of time, don't worry.
Well, I shouldn't imagine it'll take long. It's not a huge section of the garden. Shall we say £3.50 an hour?
I've a mating penny asset who charges twice that. Besides, when you're getting people to do work for you, you should always agree on a figure for the full job.
Oh, yeah?
Well, otherwise I'll be tempted to string it out as long as I can to get more money out of you.
I see.
So if we say, 20 to dig the manure in, plus 10 later on to rake in the fertiliser. You know, properly done over.
Yes, I think I just have been.
Oh, come on, it's a fair-sized patch. It'll take a while. Shall we shake on it, then?
OK, agreed. Although, you'll be back in school, I imagine, later, when the raking is done.
No, I can take the morning off. I'll be leaving soon, anyway. I let you leave so as you can revise the exams at home.
Oh, I don't understand the way of your revision.
No, you're all right. School's just to keep kids off the streets and out of trouble till they're old enough to work.
Ah, but what about qualifications? You need those to get a good job. Buy all those essentials you were telling me about. Fast car, good sound system for the van.
Qualifications? That's just for suckers who need other people to tell them how clever they are. I already know. Don't need it proved to me by teachers giving me bits of paper.
I see.
Right, I'll get to work. Spade and fork in the shed, are they?
You're right, Phoebe. Look after her, Alice. I'll only be a couple of minutes.
Mrs. Aldridge?
Yes?
This is a coincidence. I was just about to call on your husband.
Well, not at the farm, I hope, Mr.
Foley. Wayne Foley from Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, yes, of course.
Is he there at your farm?
Well, you realise that you were... Oh, excuse me.
I was hoping to speak to him.
Hello? Kate, darling. Is everything all right? It's my daughter. I'm sorry, what was that, darling? Well, Nolly's all right, isn't she? Married? Well, when? Well, is this a bit of a shock? Yes. Congratulations, darling. And to Lucas, too. Yes. Of course, it must be costing you a fortune. I'll talk to you tonight, then. OK, give Nolly a big kiss from me. OK, yes. Bye.
Where might I find your husband, then?
Oh, Brian, could you tell me what all this is about?
Well, I thought your husband might want to respond to the story about him and his company bought us a land in the Echo.
The Echo?
I take it you haven't seen it.
No. Well, I'm on my way to the shop.
I've got a copy here.
Oh, Lord! Oh.
So if you could tell me where to go?
It was a very tempting offer, Mr. Foley.
To find Mr. Aldridge.
My husband's a very busy man, and I don't know where he might be at the moment, but I do know that he won't want to speak to you.
It's just that it was quite an expensive penknife. Well, at the time, it was expensive to her.
Who?
My daughter. She bought it for me for a birthday present years ago for my paper round money.
Oh, right.
And that's why I'm so annoyed with myself for losing it. Sentimental value, is it?
Well, you probably lost it in the move. We've moved 3 times, and I know what it's like.
No. I had it last week.
Lions in it. It's really thirsty work, all this digging.
Don't worry, there's a beer cooling in the fridge.
Oh, cheers. Oh, by the way, I've written my mobile number down on this bit of paper. Give us a ring if you want a hand when it needs weeding.
Right, thanks. And this is for you. You've done a good job there.
Oh, brilliant. I'll get that beer now, thanks.
Fine.
Hang on a minute.
What?
I can say something glinting in the soil.
Huh?
Is this that penknife you were looking for?
Extraordinary.
Married?
That was exactly my reaction, Mum. Oh, don't touch that plant, Phoebe, darling.
When did they do this?
Oh, Phoebe, come back to the table and finish your juice.
Well, first thing in the morning, apparently. There's a good girl. Come on, let's put you up.
Here we go. I mean, she needn't have done it in such a rush.
This is so typical.
Oh, I wanted to be there. It's not what I'd hoped for at all.
Absolutely not.
We'll send her some flowers, of course, and a present, or perhaps some money, but... Oh, a civil ceremony.
What I don't understand is, why did they have to get married?
Oh, Mum.
They could have simply lived together.
Well, actually, Kate has to be married in order to stay in South Africa. And I couldn't have wished for a better son-in-law.
Well, I shan't pretend I'm overjoyed.
No, that would never do.
Just a minute. Did you say something, Jennifer?
Nothing, Mum.
Yes?
Wayne Foley, Radio Borsetshire.
Yes, what can I do for you, Mr. Foley?
Is Mr. Woolley in?
I'm afraid he isn't.
Come on.
I just wondered what his reaction was to the story in the Echo this morning.
I'm sorry, you'll have to ask him.
And maybe we can get you an Easter egg, can't we?
Oh, this is my daughter, Jennifer Aldridge.
Oh, not you again.
Oh, hello. So, how does it feel to have your family at loggerheads over this issue, Mrs. Woolley?
I beg your pardon?
Any comment, Mrs. Aldridge?
None that I wish to share with you.
OK. I'll call back later to talk to Mr. Woolley. Sorry to trouble you. Bye.
Oh, he must be interviewing anyone he can lay his hands on. Brian will be livid.
Well, Brian should never have let things get this far in the first place. He should have vetoed the idea when it was first broached.
Oh, let's just change the subject, shall we?
He's only got himself to blame.
Have you heard from Lillian at all today?
Yes, she's coming to lunch. She shows no sign of going home. Wonder what she's up to.
Pat is spending a quiet moment of contemplation at St. Stephen's.
I hadn't wanted to disturb you.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, my creaking knees. I've just finished.
You keep John's grave so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. You about to start a service?
Oh, no. There's a vigil being held later, but I like to try to keep St. Stephen's open, especially on Good Friday, for reflection and quiet contemplation.
What about the Easter Sunday service? I've heard the bishop's coming.
Oh, in Darrington, yes. Actually...
We're not big churchgoers, Tony and I.
No, I know. I was simply going to say that there's a group of us going over tomorrow to decorate the church for Easter Day. Your mother-in-law is one of them, in fact.
Oh, well, that's not me either, I'm afraid. I'm a daffs and a jam jar woman. Apart from John's grave.
You're awfully smart, going somewhere nice.
Yes, we're off to Grey Gables for lunch.
Oh, lovely.
My sister-in-law Lillian's going to be dispensing largesse like the lady of the manor she likes to think she is. I have to tell you, Tony's squirming already.
I wish I'd seen it. But he made a jolly good Jack Worthy, although Linda made him dye his hair jet black.
Poor Nelson. Good heavens.
This dry martini is practically Nietzsche. My darling, this is the cocktail bar at Grey Gables, not the Bull. To make a decent martini, one merely shows the vermouth to the gin. I thought everyone knew that.
Well, not me, I'm afraid.
Nelson knew how to make an excellent cocktail, and he was very creative in mixing his own, you know.
Mm. A man of many talents.
Yes, he was.
Ambridge was certainly a much livelier place when he was home.
And I'm sure he would have come back.
Oh, yes, sooner or later. The proverbial bad penny.
No. No, I mean for good.
Really?
Oh, well, we shall probably never know.
Oh, come on. You know more than you're letting on, don't you?
No, I'm sorry. I really don't want to talk about it. It's too upsetting.
OK.
That's a good... farm.
Sorry.
Sorry, you first.
I was going to remark on that necklace.
Oh, yes. It has matching earrings, look.
Oh, they're lovely.
Mm, a bequest from Nelson.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yes, he was nothing if not generous.
Hmm, can say that again. Must be worth a fortune.
Well, I haven't had it valued yet, of course, but I'm sure it'll compare quite favourably with my other pieces.
It's a very unusual design.
Yes, yes. I've certainly never come across anything like it on the Ponte Vecchio or the Via dei Condotti.
Really?
Yes, perhaps, of course, you wouldn't know.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, it's honestly no good sitting there envying me, my jewellery and my lifestyle when it's in your own hands to change.
What? I do not envy
you. Know, what you and Tony need to do is forget about this silly organic fad and go into business properly.
It most certainly is not a fad.
And nor is it wildly successful. And if you compare your farm to Brian's enterprise...
There is no comparison.
Quite.
Now, just a minute, Lillian. Organic farming is something I suggest you know very little about. Not only is it the most sustainable farming system in the long term, it is also very profitable.
I think you're stretching a point there, Pat.
Have you read The Prince of Wales on the subject?
Oh, well, you see, that just proves my point. It's an interesting hobby for rich people.
You really haven't got a clue, have you? Not only is it viable, it tastes better too.
Mm. Yes, well, I'm not convinced.
I'm quite enjoying this cocktail.
Tony's awfully late, isn't he?
Yes. I thought he'd have been here by now.
So, what else has been happening? I hear Phil's finally calling it a day?
Yes, he and Jill are buying Glebe Cottage from Shula.
Oh, are Shula and her husband moving away?
Oh, no. No, Shula's buying the stables.
The stables? Oh, that's very interesting.
What about you? You've hardly told us anything about yourself, your plans.
Well, I've been too busy catching up with the family.
But I expect you'll be jetting off back to Guernsey soon.
Oh, well, that's all very much up in the air.
Will you be here for Helen's birthday on Monday?
Well, as I said, I haven't decided anything yet.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh, Linda, hello.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mrs. Bellamy, but there's a man asking to see you at the front desk from a local car hire company.
Well, didn't you tell him I was with my guest?
Well, I'm sorry, but he's delivering your car, he said, and needs your signature.
Oh, you better go and sort him out, Lillian.
Imagine, coming at lunchtime. Very inconsiderate.
And there's a message for you, Pat, from Tony.
Oh, don't tell me he'll be late.
There's something urgent to attend to on the farm. He said you'd understand.
Oh, I understand all right. Oh, we'll expect he'll join us when he can. Oh, how's Robert?
Oh, he's in Wales, visiting friends.
Is he? I thought he was back. I could have sworn that was his car I passed on the way here from church.
Thank God, I've been waiting here for half an hour. I want a word with you, Brian.
I hope you took care when you came on this farm. I've got deer here, you know.
Yes, all right, I'm not completely ignorant. Now, tell me. It was you, wasn't it, wrote the story to the press?
Of course not.
Pressure from the wife, was it?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
From the family, from the villagers, all looking to you, the village squire, to protect them from the evil empire.
It's just a news story, for God's sake. You said yourself you wanted to encourage speculation.
Speculation, yes, but not the facts, Brian. Not this early. It's going to take one hell of a lot of containing to stop this getting out of hand.
I'm sure you'll think of a way.
No. I'm not talking about the news. That's done. I'm talking about you.
What about me?
You remember me talking earlier this week about your fence sitting?
You got no right to question my loyalty, Matt. I've worked my damnedest for Borchester Land recently, and with all the odds stacked up against me.
This is my last warning, Brian. Don't give me and the board any more reason to doubt your commitment. Radio Borsetshire.
Talk about Friday the 13th.
Have you set this up?
Of course I haven't.
Mr. Aldridge, caught up with you at last.
What?
Just after a few words for tomorrow's Strife Time show.
Remember, last warning, say nothing.
Is that the chairman of Borchester Land? Mr. Crawford, how many houses are Borchester Land building? Can you tell us what your plans are for Ambridge? Mr. Aldridge, how many houses are planned?
No comment.
But people need to know what's going on.
I said no comment.
Your great company and your warm hospitality. That should do it.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Pat said she thought she saw your car.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, that. Just let me get this email off, would you?
Right.
All the best, Robert. Right.
Finished?
Yeah.
Robert, when...
Just before you say anything, Linda, I've got something I absolutely must get off my chest.
Oh.
Whilst I was in Wales, I had an opportunity to do something I don't often do. I gave myself the luxury of time to think.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, we just carry on through life, doing what we always do day after day, and it's very rare we give ourselves time to think what it is we're doing, what we want, whether we're getting it, where we want to go. A personal AGM, if you like.
A personal planning meeting?
Exactly.
And what did you decide?
Well, as I walked, I was thinking about Leonie and Coriander and about us.
Oh.
You see, it's been too easy to let things slide because they've been living with their mother, and now I very much regret not being more fully involved. So, in future, I'm going to give my relationship with my daughters a much higher priority.
Are you?
I decided, for a start, to give Leonie the money for the deposit, with or without your approval. And I have. I've had it transferred already.
Oh.
So that's that. The matter's closed. I'll just get myself another drink. Can I get you anything, Linda?
Robert, what about... About Monday?
I'll lunch out, you mean? Oh, yeah, there's no problem there.
Isn't there?
No, I'll take the day off. Should be good fun. It'll be just the two of us. Just like we planned.
Will it?
I'm quite looking forward to it. Won't be a minute. Linda.
Oh, Robert. I thought you'd left me.
Oh, Lindy. No, never.
It was so awful. We should never have argued about Leonie.
Oh, I know, but now we both know where we stand. And there won't be any more problems now, will there?
No. No, it's fine, Robert, honestly. I promise not to mind. You must put them first.
Lindy, I love my daughters. And my relationship with them is very precious to me, but so are you.
Oh. But it's all right, Robert, really. You see, I didn't understand before. You have a closer bond with your daughters. It's stronger and deeper. It's only natural. I can't compete with that. I should never have tried. I realise that now.
It's not a competition. I can love all three of you without running out of love. You see, love isn't finite like the space on a hard disk. I could never use up all my love, no matter how much I give away.
I didn't know.
Really, I love you. I'll always love you. And you'll still have all my love, even when there are grandchildren and great-grandchildren around. That's how love is. Perhaps I should also resolve to remind you of this a little more often. Now, how shall I do that?
Just tell me.
I love you, Lindy. I love you.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.